Hey everybody, welcome to Beyond the Sermon, where we take a little bit deeper dive into the message we had yesterday. Yesterday we had a standalone message on stewardship, and today I have with me Tony Hebner. He's our teaching pastor at our Four Corners campus. And so Tony, if you would have had more time yesterday, what's one thought or one verse that you wanted to go deeper in yesterday that you couldn't, that you want to talk about for a few minutes today?
Yeah, I love that we talked about stewardship, and I think it's interesting that it always seems to be a little bit of an uncomfortable topic for a lot of people.
Well, you know why? Because people get upset when you talk about their idols.
That's okay? It, exactly. And I think people are uncomfortable when we have an issue, when we're not maybe doing things God's way, then of course it's going to be uncomfortable. And so I love that we mentioned the idea of this first fruits, of first things first. And in Proverbs 3, 9, and 10, it says, "Honor the Lord with your possessions, with all the first produce of your entire harvest. Then your barns will be completely filled, and your vats will overflow with new wine." And so the idea of first fruits was an Old Testament idea that when the people were entering the promised land, that God called his people to bring the first yield of this entire area, this entire community of fields they never planted, of buildings they never built. God was giving this all to them. And so it was to demonstrate their obedience, but it was also to demonstrate that they trusted God, that literally this is an agrarian society, that they lived off the produce. And so they're bringing their very first, saying, "God, I trust you with it." In fact, the Hebrew word, if I'm saying this correctly, is bikurim, which literally translates promise to come, that I'm going to trust God and I'm going to give you the very first of my yield. Now, in the New Testament, we don't really see an actual, like a precise command specifically that says how much you should give or first fruits. But what Jesus does talk a lot about is our heart of giving, and that we are called to be generous and even sacrificial people.
Yeah, now let's unpack for just a minute. Yeah. So when the Israelites brought their first fruits, that was an act of worship. Mm-hmm. It was also an act of obedience, yes, which would be an act of worship. But it was also a step of faith, because it was the very first of their crops that they took in.
That's it.
And so if they would have just given God the leftovers, it would have been one thing.
Yeah.
But they gave the first fruits, which was an act of faith, an act of obedience, and an act of worship. Yeah. Now, you mentioned the New Testament. And I tell you, there's some differing opinions out there, because the Bible never does in the New Testament specifically mention the tithe in the New Testament. Yeah. But as we talked about yesterday, what Jesus said is, "I didn't come to abolish the law and prophets, but to fulfill them."
Exactly.
And so really in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, I brought my first fruits. I was done. I had given my tenth. In the New Testament, we're to do what?
Give him more. I believe that we're even challenged for more. Where we see in Romans.
Or at least be willing to.
Be willing to, yeah.
That we have open hands and we recognize that God has blessed us with everything. And if he leads us to give over and above, then we're to do that. But it doesn't negate the tithe.
Yeah.
See, that's why we use words like tithe and offerings. Your offerings is what you give over and above your tithe,
that's
right?
That's exactly it. And I believe we are even challenged more. Like, I think that's kind of what Paul was talking about in Romans 12:1. He says, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercies, because of all that he has done and given us, I urge you to present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing God. This is your true worship." And so it's this act that it's more, it's everything. God already owns it all. And so what first fruits, when we give our first fruits, I believe it's us saying that, man, one, we want to give our best to God. Yeah. It's saying, "God, I trust you, God, because I don't know what's coming, but I trust that you do and that you're sovereign. You're going to take care of it." It is acknowledging that it's all his anyway. And then I think most importantly, it reminds us that God is our ultimate priority, that he's going to take care of our families. He's going to take care of our needs if we trust him. And it's showing us to be generous and being grateful for all that God has done.
So let me take this one step farther. I believe, because you mentioned Romans 12, 1 and 2, right? I believe that we're to tithe not only our finances, I think we're to tithe our time and we're to tithe our talents. Think about it. When do we come together to worship? On the first day of the week. We're to give the first of our week together to come and gather together to worship God. And so, Tony, I want to thank you for that. And again, yesterday we had a standalone message. We're going to have another standalone this week about community. And you won't want to miss it because we're going to have some great testimonies that we want to share with you. Hope to see you this coming weekend, either online or in person. Have a great day.